This is Arts Alive on Classical KUSC. I'm Brian Lauritsen. It's the first Saturday of the month, which means another foray into the KUSC Local Composers Project, spotlighting composers who live and work right here in Southern California. And this one is a doozy because we start in Southern California, but what do you know about Kazakhstan? Could you even point to it on a map? It's a difficult question, actually. I'll give you a hint. It's south of Russia and west of China. And it's the home of Central Asia's only classical radio station, Radio Classic. Over the last couple of years, KUSC has gotten to know Radio Classic and learned about Kazakhstan's vibrant music scene. Today, contributing reporter Adriana Cargill brings you the first in a four-part series on Kazakhstan and its L.A. connection. We'll take you to the world-famous steppes of Central Eurasia, inside an austere Soviet-era concert hall in the country's capital city, and listen to exotic instruments made of sheep bones and horsehair. But first, we meet the Los Angeles-based Kazakh tenor, who would introduce a local composer to the traditional instruments of his homeland.
Our journey begins in a sunny backyard right here in L.A. I stopped by Timur's house in Boyle Heights while he was watering his garden.
This is a coyote brush.
Coyote, ooh, grow my little coyote.
That's more like a wolf, isn't it? What kind of sounds coyotes do?
My name is Timur Bekbasunov, and I'm an opera singer from Kazakhstan.
He'd read somewhere, if you sing to plants, it helps them grow. His own career has blossomed since he came to LA about 10 years ago. He's performed at the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Red Cat Theater, Long Beach Opera, LA Opera, the Hollywood Bowl, and many, many other venues across the country and the world.
My dad always had a dream of visiting the United States since the 60s. He once even written a letter to Khrushchev asking him to send him to the United States.
Khrushchev never answered, but after Kazakhstan broke free from the Soviet Union in 1991, he got Timur into a program to study English at an American high school in Wichita, Kansas. Yep, Kazakhstan to Kansas.
I really felt like I was fitting in, though my English wasn't as good. In fact, my vocabulary at that point was very full, but I couldn't communicate very well in English, and so I would just laugh out loud whenever I didn't understand anything.
Timur laughs a lot.
It's a hybrid animal, as I imagine. It's like a hyena with a cod beaver. I always say it's an operatic laughter, you know. Every time I laugh, I try to test the acoustics to make sure that my voice carries through. You know, there's a little diva in all of us.
While everyone may have a little diva in them, Timur is a true devo. And in true devo fashion, he was discovered singing Over the Rainbow at a Kansas State Fair.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
First, he went to the New England Conservatory in Boston, then to USC here in LA, and eventually ended up studying voice at CalArts.
The first time I saw Timur sing, I thought, this is unbelievable. I've never seen someone who can sing opera as a tenor.
That's Anne LeBaron, a professor and composer at CalArts.
Also embody this kind of androgynous, almost David Bowie kind of, you know, personage in such a convincing way. It's very, very sexy, and I thought, what a range. What an extraordinary range for a performer.
Yeah, David Bowie is absolutely one of my big, big influences. I love everything he does.
Those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
That's a cover of the David Bowie classic by Timur's glam rock band, Timur and the Dime Museum. He started it with friends after producers from America's Got Talent approached him to sing on the show.
I mean, little did I know they're going to be making fun of us, but I said, fine, we'll come up and do something crazy. We learned the song, and I sang it, and it was really great. You know, the judges made fun of it, of course. It was really interesting introduction to reality TV, and I was like, welcome to LA. Now we have arrived.
In the world of opera, though, he had already arrived. Before he even started the band, he was already performing for Anne LeBaron. In 2008, he traveled to The Hague in the Netherlands to perform in one of her operas, Crescent City.
Timur had the brilliant idea to go and pay a visit to the embassy from Kazakhstan and to say hello to the ambassador, which Timur and I did, and we invited her to the performance.
She accepted. I mean, there's not a lot of Kazakh opera singers in Europe, or anywhere else in the world for that matter. Timur might just be the only one here in the U.S. too.
So she not only came and brought her staff and family, but after the performance, the ambassador said, have you ever thought about doing a project in Kazakhstan? I think you should.
This conversation was the spark that got them started. But actually, Timur had been wanting to do a project in Kazakhstan long before that.
I sort of dismissed a lot of Kazakh folk instruments as something that are not perfect for the Western ear. And Kazakh folk music just was never interesting to me because I thought, for the lack of better word, primitive.
But all that changed on a visit back to his hometown, Almaty.
And when I went back to Kazakhstan after I spent some time here in the United States, I went to a concert of a big orchestra, folk orchestra, in Almaty. And I was blown away by the color and the overtones in those instruments. After that, I just felt something. I had to create a project which would explore that side of my past. I never felt that I'm truly Russian, even though I'm half Russian. I always identified myself as Kazakh, and that just poured me even more towards that goal.
When Timur came back to LA, he gave Anne a recording of Kazakh folk music.
And he said, just listen to this, because if it intrigues you, we might be able to work with one of these orchestras that are in Kazakhstan. And I was intrigued. The sounds of these instruments were exotic.
It wasn't like anything Anne had ever heard before. And she was hooked.
So, what would Anne and Timur cook up? Find out next week. Episode 2 in our series about Kazakhstan is on Arts Alive next Saturday morning at 8 here on Classical KUSC. And thanks to contributing reporter Adriana Cargill for bringing us these stories. And to see photos of Anne, Timur, and their Kazakh adventures, head over to the Arts Alive blog, which you can find at kusc.org.